Simpsons now. Remember that. Oh, this car. It's a pretty good car. Third gear. 60 kilometers. Second gear. Smooth application of power up to 3,000. 3,500 shifts at and 25. 3,000. Fourth gear. 2,500. 80 kilometers an hour. Coming to a really hard, sharp corner. So you really need to manage your weight prior to the corner. You want to get the... I would recommend entering slightly slower than you might think, and then you can just power out. Once you hit the apex, if you're hot on that power, it's much more efficient. It's a great exercise driving this much heavier car. And entering corners and things just to help. It's really good practice to know how to control your weight through the corner. Sixth gear, 90 kilometers. Okay, so coming up to another hard left, 80 kilometers, fifth gear. That's about 50. We'll drop down to 45. Okay, entering at 42 or so miles per hour, and hardly any understeer. Very nice. The electronics kick in on this car very quickly, so it's really hard to ride right underneath that level where the car wants to take over. We've got one bicyclist coming on our apex. Damn it. Okay. So that was a 40 kilometer entry. So I'm doing a controlled experiment at third gear, entering into a roundabout at 60, drops to 50, 40. Yes, a little slow, a little sloppy. I think we could do that better. So if we enter and maintain 60, let's try that. See if we can maintain it. Maintain 60. Third gear. In at 60. I don't think it's possible. Yeah, 50. I can maintain 50. There's a little understeer, a little bit of brake grab. Okay, let's try 50. So I'm just trying to enter into these roundabouts and maintain a specific speed. So I got cut off. So let's do a little curly Q. See if we can create some understeer right on the edge of it. Right on the edge of it. Yeah. So what is that? 43.40 in a hard, hard, hard left. We should also note that we are at a little more than, half a tank, like 5/8 of a tank. So what's that going to be, 6 gallons maybe? 6 times 6 pounds per gallon, 36 pounds. So we're like 35, 40 pounds lighter in the bum today. Because gas is so bloody expensive, we can't afford to buy any. It's going back up, for Christ's sake, motherfuckers. Okay, you drive, car. Okay, I put the car off into automatic mode. So hello, Pinkies. This is the Faye Driver. It's been a long time since I podcasted. I know. I'm sorry. It's just, there's so many things to do. Well, actually, I have not had anything interesting to talk about. That's why I'm not podcasting. I'm like Toppy Smelly. I keep writing crap and giving up on it. No, I don't know, you know, it's just been busy. It's the, I got to do my year end. I'm trying to organize my life for 2015, and I got a lot of planning to do. I got cars to fix. Speaking of cars to fix, I'm finally getting this BMW resolved. We're either going to, we're going to get the new parts installed in 1 week from today, plus a day. So, just think I'm going to be like a nervous father in the waiting room of the hospital, waiting for his wife to splurge out a baby. While my car is in the, I'm taking it to a Joe mechanic. What is with people running on the road? What is this Sunday, these fucking Sunday runners? Don't you have something better to do? I mean, really. Running, they run in droves. There's the gang. They're gangs of running people out in the middle of fucking nowhere on an early Sunday morning. Oh, God, people, go back to sleep. Ugh. Oh. So, the spy car is going into the doctor. The project will be finished and I can move on with my life. And for my next trick, I will be, I guess I gotta work on tires on all the cars. And that scooter, that guy just ran right through a red light. Oh my God, people. Stay inside. It's not safe out here. What with the runners and the red light runners and the people with the feet runners. Ugh. So, Ranger John, you are coming to Canada in about a month. You have to do some things for me. I'm giving you a task. Ranger John, you must provide 2 CD music discs with music on them. Sorry, I will close the sunroof. You must provide 2 music CDs. One for the spy car, for those long, pleasant, comfortable journeys. And a Bubala Chocola CD for the Porsche. So, John, these are your keys to driving these vehicles. If you bring me a CD for either one or both of those vehicles, then I will allow you to drive that car. There goes a Kappa. Hey, Kappa, where you going, man? So, if you do that, then we will go have a fun day of driving. All right, now, you're not limited to bringing only 2 CDs, however. you must bring as many as you can stand. It will be your responsibility to be providing the music for our sojourns. The reason I asked for CDs is because all of my cars are not able to accept some sort of Apple interface or audio player interface. So, CDs, it must be. All right. So, and then, John, buy Canadian money right now because our dollar is fucking tanking it, man. So, if you want cheap money, buy it now. Okay. That's my message to John. I'm driving alongside the river, the mighty Fraser River. Actually, that's not true. But nonetheless, it is a river. And it is quite lovely today. We've been getting nailed by... there's a crossfire who's passing me illegally. Go, man. Enter that corner faster. Don't you put the brakes on. Good job. Good job. It's kind of nice to see a Crossfire driving properly. Up the windy roads. So I was driving peacefully along the river when a Crossfire passed me, and then we hit some windy roads, so we had to drive like maniacs, and it was fun watching that Crossfire negotiate the corners. So what am I talking about? So getting organized for next year, gotta plan, am I gonna renovate the house this year? What to do? I have a sink that needs fixing. You know, this is the thing. I was looking at these little projects going, okay, in order to fix this sink, I got to move this and pull that out and disconnect that. And this is the danger of tackling a small job, because you end up knocking out a wall and building a whole new kitchen just because you had a leaky faucet. So, you know, I don't want to start this simple little job, like a leaky, an upside down whatever widget, and then it turns into a fucking nightmare renovation job. So we're trying to figure out what should we do. Should we make a new basement bathroom? Should we make new upstairs bathrooms? I don't know what to do. Does it really matter? Like, essentially, my house is just a fucking lumberjack shed, right? So, sometimes I think, what's the point of making it any better? Might as well live in a cave. Mortgages be damned. I'm going to live in a cave. A two-car cave. If anybody knows where I can buy a two-car cave for less than $500,000, email me at podcast@pinkwheelnuts.com. So not only are the roads taken up by bicyclers, runners, now we got horses. There's horses on the road too. What the hell? God. So Toppy Smelly did this great sort of parody of that stupid Sarah Koenig podcast. It was really quite funny, Mr. Smelly. The oatmeal was Toppy's version. Great job, Toppy. Great to have you back. Everybody go to Toppy's GoFundMe page. For that matter, you can come to my GoFundMe page and kick in a few coins for tires. Okay, we're going to shut her down here, and I'll talk to you in a bit.